My name is Arthur Verhoogd, and I'm an associate professor of papyrology and Greek in the Department of Classical Studies at the University of Michigan. This exhibit is entitled Diversity in the Desert: Daily Life in Greek and Roman Egypt, and it shows original texts from the papyrus collection of the University of Michigan. This collection, housed in the Graduate Library, is the fifth largest collection in the world and contains more than 12,000 papyri from the 3rd century BC through the 9th century CE. I think everyone should come see this exhibit because it allows you to literally look over the shoulders of people living 2,000 years ago and, through their writings, experience what happened in their day-to-day life. I would like to take some time to share with you a few items from this Diversity in the Desert exhibit. The first item is a private letter written in Greek from a son to his mother. The text was found in Karanis, a village in Egypt, excavated by the University of Michigan, in what must have been the house where this family actually lived. The son had just enlisted in the Roman army and had been sent to Rome to hear that he would be stationed in the Roman navy. This is his first letter home, in which he informs his mother where he's going to be stationed and tells her not to be worried, because Rome is, and here I quote, a beautiful place, end quote. So nothing has changed in 2,000 years. This text is a contract of sale of the part of a vacant lot, written by a village notary on August 28th of the year 18. It is a bilingual document. The notary wrote the body of the contract, which is on the top, in Demotic Egyptian, a cursive form of the Egyptian hieroglyphs. Both contracting parties were then required to write the contract in their own hand, and this provided a problem. The buyer of this plot of land could not write at all. So he had to find somebody to just write for him, and indeed he found somebody, but the person was only able to write in Greek. The seller was able to write, but again also in Greek. So here we have a document with the contract in Egyptian Demotic, and then both the contracting parties only signing in Greek. This document clearly shows the multicultural world of Egypt, where after centuries of Greek domination, skilled Egyptian notaries were still able to write in Demotic Egyptian, but the general public, if you can say that, were writing in Greek. This text is a loan of money, in which a wife loans quite a substantial sum of money to her husband. The text dates to April 1860 of CE. Now, we know that such loans between wife and husband more or less replaced a more formal dowry, because it secured income for the wife in case of a divorce when the husband had to repay the loan to his wife. In this case, we can see that the contract eventually was made void because there's large lines drawn through it, meaning that indeed this loan was repaid, because that would be the time to cancel a contract like this. And indeed, we know from other texts in the collection of Michigan that indeed the marriage between these two people ended 1 year after this contract was drawn up. So indeed, they did get divorced. Text is an official list of names from the 2nd century CE, and it shows an interesting glimpse in the administration of the Roman Empire. In that period, wealth, not ability, was the key indicator by which the Roman state selected people to perform public offices, like that of village scribe, sort of village secretary. This text comes from the archive of a man who was appointed to the office of village scribe, even though he did not know how to write. He would, of course, with his money, hire an assistant to do the writing for him, but he was still required to sign the document himself. And this is a very nice document where you can see the very fluent hand of the assistant writing all the names. And then at the arrow, you see the struggling hand of our beloved village scribe really writing down his signature there. Again, I'm Arthur Verhoogd. If you have any questions about the exhibit, please feel free to contact me at 734-936-6101. The Diversity in the Desert exhibit is located on the 7th floor of the Hatcher Graduate Library and is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to noon. The exhibit runs through August 17th. All texts are available online via the website of the University of Michigan Papyrus Collection at www.lib.umich.edu/pap. An online version of this exhibit will be available shortly. I hope you enjoyed this brief glimpse of life in Greek and Roman Egypt. Thank you, and we hope to see you soon.